Welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 5th day of May, 2020. The Patriot Broadcast is hosted by Henry Shively and John D. U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself. Well, it's currently 65 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 69 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it was colder than hell this morning, down 28 or something. Got that coldness going again, but it'll go away, hopefully, soon. That being said, I'll have to ask, how is the weather out there in central Nazi Jersey today, John?
Well, Henry, and how are you doing today over in central Nazi Jersey? We've got about 59 degrees, which is considerably cooler than yesterday. Now, the clouds have moved in. It was beautiful and sunny this morning, but again, that gray overcast tyranny has moved in, and I feel the chill of tyranny throughout the whole state.
Right on. I see I got my papers mixed up here. I was kind of hurrying up here. I don't know if there might be something you want to start out with or...
Not really, except maybe a comment on that video of that Marine that supposedly gave the speech and the cops stood down and everything. The cops didn't stand down. Like someone had commented, it looked like they were just supposedly changing shift or something like that, because they're never going to stand down. Their job isn't to protect us or protect our freedoms, protect the Constitution, which is just supposed to be our form of government, and more importantly, the Bill of Rights. Their job is to protect the people who are violating it.
That's absolutely correct, and I did see that video, and I watched it, and I saw no one stand down neither.
Yeah, so I'm not sure where that comment came from. It's a nice wishful thought, but it didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, we'll hit that just a little bit more when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, like we were talking, you know, about the Marine that stood up at the little rally there. I guess he threw in some... Trump knows about this. So he, you know, proved himself to be a Trump tard to begin with. And you got to watch these guys like this Marine, because they're like the commenters. You know, they'll try to ease it in on the side, but you got to believe that for the 3%ers out there, for the Tories out there, hijacking this big power movement is something that's their top priority. And if they can get someone to say, "Well, you didn't do your oath." Of course you didn't do your oath, you son of a bitch. None of you ever have. You don't even know what that fucking means. You stood there, raised your hand, and swore to a document you didn't even understand.
Henry, I bet you most of them have never even read it.
Of course they haven't, John. But I mean, this guy.
You know, I got kicked out of a. I used to be the judge advocate for the Marine Corps League Detachment here in New Jersey. It was called the John Bassalone Detachment. John Bassalone was a famous Marine during World War II, given the Medal of Honor, and then went back into combat. Was over there fighting. I believe it was on Iwo Jima, if I remember right. And he got taken out by a mortar. And that's one of the reasons they don't allow people who have been awarded the Medal of Honor to go back into combat because you become a political prize. But I was the judge advocate for the detachment, and when some of this stuff came up, and this is back in early 2004, and I was coming to the conclusion, even at that point, that the U.S. government did 9/11, I tried to bring that up just by talking about the Constitution, and every one of them started screaming about how, oh, well, we don't talk about that. We're not allowed to discuss the Constitution. I was like, wait a minute. To join the Bassalone Detachment, you have to swear an oath to uphold the Constitution because it is a federally chartered organization. So you're allowed to swear an oath to it, but you're not allowed to discuss it.
Exactly correct, and they should have been discussing the Bill of Rights because, you know, they went over there and 200,000 of them died in Europe preserving international communism, and the reason that was given to we the people is that, liberty is more important than life. And I mean, the most hypocritical generation, I'll give them that. But the greatest generation,
not quite. They were the most brainwashed by far. In all of human history, never has a particular society been so misinformed, so miseducated, and understood so little of what it was they were talking about.
Absolutely, and I would say watch those. Keep an eye on this, like this. I don't know if it was a Twitter post or if it was a YouTube post with the Marine up there talking, but he was throwing in Trump knows about, he was a Trump-tard. And they know that the people are looking for the son of a bitches, that they know they're Tories. So they're going to try and, just like on the site, they're going to try and just ease it in, ease over here. Oh, you can trust. I said, no, then that guy should be the leader. And then next thing you know, you're out there fucking, you should vote.
Oh, yeah. Now, what was the, I can't remember, what was the park up here in New York where it got hijacked? What was that, seven years ago?
The park?
Yeah. It started off as a protest in New York City. I believe it was in that park, and then it got hijacked by the communists.
Just a sec.
You've mentioned
Occupy,
it
Occupy,
times.
Occupy, Occupy.
Wall Street.
Occupy movement.
Yeah, the Occupy movement. I forget what park that was, but there was a perfect example, something that started off in the right vein and very quickly got hijacked.
Oh, yeah, and they are going to try and hijack this because, the power is growing out there. I mean, you do not see anybody on the television anymore that doesn't have a goddamn mask on. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but when they show the people anything they show, they will not show nobody without a mask. And that's just pure bullshit because you know that most of the people are not
John
wearing
Hopkins, them. And everyone had a mask on but him because, you know what, he's the slave master. He's not one of the slaves.
And that's right. But there was the beach is open. It was a little Twitter thing that Galen put up. And, it came with, this is awesome. In Venice, California, one patriotic woman breaches. I mean, she went out on the beach when she wasn't supposed to, when she was told she couldn't go out on the beach. The cops go to arrest, and then everybody breaches. They can't arrest them all. This is the way it's done. I mean, you're starting to see things like, now that's a positive thing. But this guy,
I take also the positive that we had that article that the one of those store guards went over was harassing a guy about not wearing his mask till he put a freaking bullet in his head.
I have that. Actually, that's one of my articles.
Ducati Park, JD.
Yes, thank you. Ducati Park. Yes, you are right. Thank you.
Well, I do have that article about the shooting over the mask. And you know what? Hey, you corporate son of a bitch. You want to enforce corporate policy that violates the fucking Bill of Rights? You're liable to get your ass shot because
And now, Henry, you've talked about this. Now you're down to these little pissant store guards have now become the new friggin' dictators of the state.
Yeah, it's just like the ones at Walmart that want to look at your goddamn receipt going out the door. You know, you take idiots like that and give them, and tell them that you have the authority, and they fucking believe it. You do not have the authority, and you better not fucking ever, press it with me. I tell them, you have a nice day, and thank you for, actually, one lady said thank you for not yelling at me. But The thing is, you know, it is corporation, and they'd like to have that guy standing there checking the receipts with a fucking pistol on or something, if they thought they could get away with it. Anyways, one article I have here is Illinois Governor Pritzker, religious freedom add on makes stay-at-home order constitutional, federal judge says. Well, in a bet. This is from Fox.
I saw that. I didn't read the article. I was like, okay, how the hell did they twist house arrest throughout an entire nation because someone threw a couple of words in there like, whoa, religious freedom.
I'm gonna inform you, John.
Okay, thank you, Henry. I appreciate being informed by you.
This is from Fox News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A U.S. district judge ruled Sunday that Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's stay-at-home order is constitutional. Well, if one of these corporate judges rules that the corporate policy trumps the fucking supreme law of this land, I guess that's just how it is, guys.
Let me get this right. So I got a communist judge ruling on a communist edict that the communism is allowed in a free republic.
That kind of sizes it up. The decision came the same day the beloved Church of Lena, of Evangelical Church, located about 50 miles west of Rockford, defied the coronavirus lockdown to welcome more than 100 worshipers for Sunday service. Conservative law firm Thomas More Society filed a complaint on behalf of the church as well as its pastor, Stephen Cassell. Last week, seeking a temporary restraining order and an injunction to resume in-person worship services with its 80 usual congregants, the Chicago Sun-Times reported. It was the first major challenge to the governor's stay-at-home order in federal court. Stay-at-home order with what authority? In a 37-page decision, Judge John Z. Lee of the U.S. District Court of the Northern District of Illinois ruled, given the continuing threat by COVID-19, the stay-at-home order preserves relatively robust avenues for praise, prayer, and fellowship, and passes constitutional muster. Now that's something that sounds ridiculous to me. What the hell does that mean in law?
It's not a bunch of word salad that you just read out to me. I still don't see where they get the authority.
They don't have the authority. Encouraging border societal and political debate about balancing health and economic interests and the pandemic, Lee said the Democratic governor's order satisfies minimal constitutional requirements as they pertain to religious organizations. In the first place, you do not have the fucking authority to rule on the law. Only the common law jury does. Everybody fucking knows it. But you being a Star Chamber corporate appointed fucking lackey is all in the hell you can be called. Of course, this is what the treason you're going to write. And you know what? This is what will be used to put the rope around your neck. Though Lee, who was appointed by President Obama, these are appointees. These are not elected officials that are running our country and telling us what our fucking law means. These are goddamn corporate appointees. Denied the church its temporary restraining order, its Sunday service was carried out without police intervention, the Times reported. Pritzker had revised his stay-at-home order by Thursday evening, classifying some worship services as essential and promoting the free exercise of religion, so long as gatherings don't exceed more than 10 people. Wait a minute.
Whoa, slow down, Henry. We hit a speed bump right there.
I got to check this out here on the gathering thing. Here's the first article here. The right of the people to peaceably assemble and petition the government for redress and grievance. I don't see no 10 people there. It says just the people. There's no 10 there. So he must have made that 10 up himself. And congregants adhere to the Center for Disease Control Prevention, socially. See that social distancing in those masks? That is like, I mean, that is the mark of fucking compliance. That means that you have fucking, you have sold your fucking soul. I mean, you've given in to a fucking, false authority that does not exist. You've shown that you will be a good little fucking subject. You've got the stuff it's made out of.
That's communist distancing, and of course those are your slave muzzles that you're wearing.
Exactly. And yeah, you've put your chains on, and you've taken your mark, man. You're a fucking slave. You'll do what you're fucking told, and because you're scared, you see. And like I said, you notice that I mean everything on the television, when they show it, everybody's got a mask on. They will not show people without those fucking masks on. I'll never put the son of a bitches on, and I don't see it. When I go out into public, I see about 1 in 20, 1 in 25, everywhere I've went. But now, this is the old propagandists. They will not fucking give in on this. We will have to shut this down fucking physically, like the lady that walked out on the beach and the ones that followed. Sooner or later, you know, they're going to have to come, and they're going to have to enforce it. I mean, they're just not going to have to be able to back down because the people outnumber 101. They're going to have to order more fucking pigs, and then more people show up, and then somebody's going to get hurt, and then it's going to get fucking nasty.
Well, Henry, we just had that with the with that store clerk that we just mentioned before. Uh-huh. That was an example of Americans reaching their snapping point.
Exactly. I have that article too. It's the one up next. As soon as we get through this one here, I thought
but that snapping point is applying to the mass population. Most people are right there. They're just below that snapping point. That guy just happened to be the first.
Yep, you're absolutely correct. And and the problem of the fucking resistance is getting huger and huger by the day. I mean, they will not report. I mean, they have one little. I seen all morning one little thing, and it was a flash. It probably wasn't on the screen more than 10 seconds. It just showed a fucking big mob, a big circle mob. I think it was in
the general welfare. Provide the general welfare.
Yeah, general welfare their ass with the second article. But yeah, I think it was
Michigan.
In Michigan. Yeah.
Michigan or Oregon.
Huh?
It's either Michigan.
Well, remember, we used to say the revolution will not be televised.
Oh no, the worst it gets when you start seeing less and less of it. You know, and you know that more and more people are coming out because you can go on the net and see it. You know that they're deliberately not reporting on the fucking fact that the people are resisting this bullshit. And when you see them, you know, like I noticed today, and it started today. You make note of it. Everybody you see will have a fucking mask on. It's just like, well, everybody's just doing it. Well, I guess I better do it. I guess I better be one of the sheep. No. I ain't going to do it. Shove your mask up your ass.
You're not going to wear a Playtex maxi pad with some ear loops on your face?
I'm not going to do it, John. Well, I might do that.
Okay, just check.
Michigan's a huge state now with all these protests. A lot going on in Michigan right now.
When they start ordering you to wear a mask, and then they go down to the little corporate buddies at Walmart or what might have you, and they're going to order you to wear a mask. That is corporation right in your fucking face, ordering you without authority to you know what? Here's our authority. We pull your fucking license. You're out of business. Shut this store down right now. We're the fucking people. We own this goddamn country. And we decide who fucking, in the first place, these corporations aren't supposed to exist. And if these were partnerships and what might have you, like they're supposed to be under the common law, you wouldn't even be seeing this shit happen. Nobody would have shut down in the first place. The only reason they shut down was to hide this goddamn economic crash that continues, and it is continuing right into a goddamn depression. And people better realize that.
The people in Michigan, they're carrying nooses and swastikas and Confederate flags. You're raising hell right now in Michigan, man. Raising hell.
Well, just so long as they don't twist it. So long as they don't allow the goddamn... So long as I don't see the fucking 3%ers and the Oath Keepers up there leading the fucking way again. Those goddamn Tory motherfuckers.
Oh, you mean the Oath Breakers? They get up there and hold their little sign off to the side and don't do an effing thing but stand there with that stupid look on their face?
Yeah, they learned that from Joseph Stalin because that's how he perpetrated his communist revolution. I've read many a book about it. They weren't that many fucking communists. They just stood back, and then when the White Party, I'm not sure, but when they would take, you know, like a castle or, some of the czar's fucking properties or whatever, took a building, then if they won the fight, then they jump in at the end and shoot some bulls. Oh, it was a communist. It was all those communists. Yeah, communists. Bullshit. And if they lost, they would run and hide. They'd, you know, stay underground for a couple of months until something else built up that they could try to fucking hijack. This is communism 101. This hijacking shit's been going on in this country since the fucking so-called Revolutionary War. Because that was a fucking uprising from the people. No fucking governments involved. They rose up against the government. And the very government they rose up against formed a new fucking government while the uprising was going on. As they hijacked a popular fucking uprising and turned it into a fucking revolution so that they could have their own little fiefdoms. And we could still be their serfs and their fucking servants and their subjects. Anyway, let's see. Though,
can you hear me at all?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me okay? I've got the same crappy phone. This is hell.
Yeah, how's it going, brother?
That's all right. Just rain, so I'm taking a day off, finally. To get a monthly day of rest. Maybe. But, hey, sometimes we might have to wear our slave muzzle. You know, because you never know when you need to blend in and get close to something or somebody. So don't forget about that.
Oh yeah, make no mistake. I will put on the biggest one I can get, and along with something to cover my eyes. And I will put on the gloves and look right into the camera as I beat the fuck off out of that snitch.
All right, that is one that's up in there. Hey, I'm still out here. I got some issues. Internet, but I'm not
going to
go into that
because
I don't like interrupting anyway, but I do sometimes.
Yeah, that's all right, brother.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All righty, man. Oh,
when,
mercy.
When Stalin came to power, he had a pet chicken, and he showed everybody, this is how you control people. He plucked all the feathers out of that chicken, and it was sitting there bleeding in pain, and then he just threw down a few grains of wheat, and the chicken just come running back, you know, back to normal, just like our stimulus check.
You goddamn right.
It's a few grains of wheat.
Yeah, well, he never faced them fucking Americans. Those were the Russians. I mean, we have the lessons of history at least to look at. And I think April 30th, we broke another record with, you know, buying guns with background checks and what might have you. I mean, it ain't going to happen like it happened in goddamn Russia. I guarantee you there's a plenty of us to make sure that doesn't happen. But that's how the Russians did it. I mean, I've read plenty of books and I know how them sleazy little bastards work. And they willed, I mean, they weasel their way in. Just like that guy that was up there. He should have been up there. You sons of bitches are committing high fucking treason against the rest of us. And the whole fucking crowd there was enough crowd there to turn around and just, I mean, they physically could have just beat the shit out of every one of those fucking pigs, even in their goddamn riot uniforms. And that's what should have happened.
And, Henry.
Yes.
Hey, I just sent you a video at the beginning of the show. Well, they out there, they did a little something out there in Odessa, Texas. You have some Trump toys out there. You would see it on the video, but hey.
We lost you, Dion.
Trying to open up. They were trying to help this guy open up his room.
You're breaking up, brother.
You lost him, Henry.
I think we did.
Oh, we lost him.
Yeah, but I think we lost him. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
I don't know why
we lost him. And you know, and Henry, you mentioned about Russia and the Russian Revolution. Remember, the Russian Revolution in 1917 started in March with, and it was later, and they called them the Mensheviks, which was really means small Jew. It was then when the big Jews, the Bolsheviks, came in. That's what it means.
Yep.
In October of 1917, and they grabbed the whole country with just a handful of people.
Yeah, because all the fighting had already been done. Like I said, I mean, I've read many an account on Stalin was notorious for this shit. I mean, they would stand back and they would agitate, you know, and talk communism and you know, try it. But the people that were rising up against the Tsar, they weren't communists. They were just people rising up against the Tsar, but they were trying to sell them on communism. And when they would have the fights, there would be gun battles in the fucking streets. The communists would lay back And then if the people started winning, you know, and they were going to win the day, and then he'd come in and Stalin, he'd fire and his pistol and stuff, and then yell, calm, you know, you fucking how stupid you, and that's what these Trump tards will do. That's what these son of a bitches who are determined to, see, they want to hijack this because they don't want rid of that 14th Amendment. They do not want rid of that fucking corporation.
Oh, no, no, they want to stay in power and keep all the wealth they've stolen from us.
You goddamn right they do.
And remember, what was the slogan back then with the Bolsheviks? 1917, I'm talking about again. It was peace, land, and bread. Why? Because the people were starving. They had all their wealth stolen, and their country was in a state of war. Well, isn't that exactly what they're doing to us right now?
You goddamn right it is. I want to hit this one. I want to make sure that everybody understands the son of a bitch, what you know, what his deal is. Though Lee was nominated by President Obama, denied the church its temporary restraining order. Its Sunday service was carried out without police intervention, the Times reported. Pickster had revised his stay-at-home order by Thursday evening, classifying some worship services as essential and promoting the free, quote, free exercise of religion. So as gatherings don't exceed, so long as gatherings don't exceed 10 people and congregants adhere to center disease, you know, distancing, religious organization and houses of worship are encouraged to use online or drive-in services to protect the health and safety of their congregants, and the revised version said, today when we started the day, we couldn't even drive on a church parking lot, Thomas Morse Society VP and Senior Counsel Peter Brin told WIFR. In fact, you couldn't even leave your house to go to church service. Now you can do that. And in fact, the executive order now encourages people to have drive-in services, which is a great recommendation. I'm glad they added it. When we started the day, Illinois was one of 10 states that entirely banned religious services. At the end of the day, we file our lawsuit. The press goes after the governor, and now there's only 9 states that ban religious services. Illinois no longer is in that shameful minority, he added. The judge based his decision off of precedents established in 2 historic court cases, Jacobson versus Massachusetts 1905 and Prince versus Massachusetts 1944, which ruled a community has the right to protect itself against an epidemic or disease, and the right to practice religion freely does not include liberty to expose the community to communicable diseases, the Times reported. Now, what's wrong with that ruling, people?
Case law. Case law.
Goddamn right it's case law. Not only that, but of those 80 people that went out, that went to that church, which one of them had coronavirus and was spreading it? Nobody knows. So I guess
that's
that
right. And the ruling was the community has a right. Well, what about the fucking individual right to choose? I choose to expose myself to any risk because I think that risk is far greater than the tyranny risk.
And if you don't want to be exposed to it, you can stay in your house. You're free to do that. But the bottom line here is, of those 80 people, who was committing the crime? How many? Maybe all of those people were fucking completely free of that. You didn't have to establish any kind of fucking guilt, is what I'm getting at here. You didn't have.
Well, Henry, they've made us all guilty.
Well, guilty until proven innocent, and you can't even prove yourself innocent. That's why this is arbitrary.
The tests for it are already pre-contaminated with the very guilt they need to say, "Oh, look, you tested positive."
The bottom line is, no matter what this Massachusetts fucking bullshit case law says, each one of those 80 persons, if you wanted to stop them from going to that goddamn church, you would have to file against them as individuals. An individual would have to file against each individual, and you would have to prove that they had the coronavirus and that they were a threat to the fucking outside world to keep them from going any fucking where. You would have to give them procedural due process of the fucking law. And that's what all of this shit comes to. This is what they're trying to cover. That's why you see this shit with fucking Biden on TV. You know, they're coming up with that thing and this woman, 27 years ago, he fucked me in the fucking, in the goddamn hallway. The bottom line is here, you know, Joe Biden is a piece of pedophilic shit. But this is they're doing this to try to put this illusion of that this is some kind of a way that law can fucking work, and it cannot. That, I mean,
and Henry, that's what he did. He cited case law. He didn't refer to any actual prohibition in the Bill of Rights that says, well, the government can block us as they please. He didn't even refer to the Bill of Rights. He didn't even refer to the Constitution. He went to some bullshit decision that was made a century ago.
That was in violation of the Bill of Rights because there was no due process of the law, because it would have to be Jacobson versus Massachusetts. Massachusetts can't be a party to a fucking complaint in a common law court. So this was not a common law court. This was a court of admiralty with a goddamn corporate judge. It was a court of treason. And what rulings were made in it were treasonous, because it is the poisonous fruit of the poisonous tree. The bottom line here is Massachusetts is a piece of paper. It cannot fucking sue anybody or take anybody to fucking court. Only the American national, a living being, can do such a thing. And so this whole thing here is pure horseshit. And like I said, you know, and not to mention the assumption that everybody's in that fucking of the 80 people are guilty of something. That you're going to go and you're going to stop them from doing something. Stop them from doing what? For what reason? Well, they might. Oh, we're running our fucking laws on mights and maybes and making conclusions. Oh, they could. That could happen. I mean, it's just like the fucking red flag laws. What they're trying to get to your fucking head here, like I said, back with Biden. Now, Biden, the dirty son of a bitch that he is, this bitch comes up, you know, fucking 27 years later, he screwed me in the hallway. You have no physical evidence. Why in the hell didn't you go get a rape test back then if you wanted to accuse him? This could never be proven in a fucking court. If Biden, if we were in the real world and he was a real human being, which he is not, would be suing for fucking libel and fucking defamation of character. And he would fucking win, because this bitch cannot produce one iota. I told my counselor, so fucking what? Hearsay, fucking. I guess if I could say I told my fucking wife something and have somebody put in jail. That's what they want you to believe, that this is how the fucking justice system in this country is supposed to work. That's why they're putting up shit like this goddamn ruling here I just read to you. That is pure fucking horse shit. The state of Massachusetts cannot be a litigant against a fucking person like this, Mr. Jacobson here. The state cannot be a litigant in a common law court. So this was not in the common law. So Jacobson fucking wins automatically, because he was denied due process of law, because he was denied the fucking common law court and the common law procedure. How about that? Now shove it up your ass, you fucking communist son of a bitch. Alrighty, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Now, the first thing you're going to say is to be or not to be. It's going to come up in a second.
Not to be, to free or not to free, to crawl or not to crawl, fuck all those perfect people, to sleep or not to sleep, creeper not to creep. And some can't remember what others recall. Fuck all those perfect people. Sleepy eyes waltzing through. No, I'm not talking about you. To stand or not to stand, to plan or not to plan, to stall or not to stall. Fuck all those perfect people. To drink or not to drink, to think or not to think. Some choose to dismember your rise and your fall. And fuck all those perfect people. Sleepy eyes waltzing through. Well, I'm not talking about you. Sing or not to sing, to swing or not to swing. Hell, he fills up the silence like a chalk on the wall. Fuck all those perfect people. To pray or not to pray, to sway or not to sway. Jesus died for something or nothing at all. Fuck all those perfect people. Sleepy eyes waltzing through. I'm not talking about you.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. This Patriot Broadcast is hosted by John D. U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny and Henry Shively. And that was, what's it, is it Chip Taylor and I think it's Ukraine with Fuck All the Perfect People. Mary sent, one of the ladies sent it in. I don't know which one, but, huh? Galen, I always give each other the wrong credit. But Galen sent it in and it was fitting. That being said, it's time for the tactical report. So, John, you have the floor.
Okay, Henry. Thank you very much. I am JD, U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the tactical report. It is May 5th, 2020, Tuesday at about 3:42 Eastern Daylight Time. All right, let's get moving here. We got a lot to cover. I just want to start off with a quick bit of house cleaning. Now, I forget if it was Mary or Kate, I'm sorry, who had posted this article and asked me and Henry to both read it and discuss it. We didn't get much of a chance. We did a little bit, and it was called Can 5G Cause Flu-Like Symptoms and Can It Be Used to Activate the Coronavirus? Well, I want you to know, I did read it. In fact, I've printed it out. I like the article so much, I printed it out, and I'm keeping a copy of it because it is technically correct, and I have a huge library of technical material. I'm an engineer. In fact, three of my degrees are in engineering, so I'm just a kind of a whore that way, an information whore. I'm a sponge. Anytime I see interesting information, I print it out, and I keep a hard copy of it in my library. And this was one of those articles. What I wanted to get to say to you, Mary or Katie, I apologize for not remembering who posted it. I read it, but the article goes into a second or even a third article, it looks like, and I couldn't find the follow-up articles to it. That is, the link that Henry had sent to me from you contained this article, which I read, but this was only the first part of the whole story. I couldn't find the remaining parts of the story where he actually goes into a description of why they believe there's a correlation between the 5G and coronavirus. He opens up the first article is really explaining the fundamental physics of electromagnetic radiation, you know, wavelength, frequency, and so forth. What's the relationship between those? Very interesting stuff. But the second part, I would suspect, or if there's a third part, he actually goes into why he believes there is a correlation between the two. And I couldn't find it. So if you have those, please send it to Henry and let him send it to me, and I'm going to do a follow-up on that. I still want to follow up on this because I do believe there is a correlation, and it goes more along these lines. It does not activate coronavirus, 5G. 5G is microwave radiation, electromagnetic radiation, radio waves. Radio waves have a specific frequency range. When you say microwaves is not a single range or a single frequency. Rather, it's an umbrella term for a whole range of frequencies, and in there are different types of radiation as microwaves, as they call it. So when he calls the 5G, he's talking about microwave radiation, and there's several bands that are considered being used for 5G. And the consideration was, does it activate or cause coronavirus? And now everything I've done, all the research I've done on this to date suggests that 5G in itself does not activate or cause coronavirus, but it does make you acutely susceptible to it by causing tissue damage, particularly in the lungs. And that's no curiosity, because the lungs is one of the few places in your body where you have this organ that by design has a moisture barrier, has a very, an extremely thin layer of operating tissue. You know, the air sacs in your lungs, the alveoli, they're only about 3/10,000ths of an inch thick.
John?
Well, that's about 30 times, that's about one, was it 1/30th? The thickness of a human hair, if I remember. A human hair is 30/10,000ths of an inch, roughly. The tissue in your lungs is only about 3/10,000ths of an inch thick. So it's extremely thin, which means they're particularly vulnerable to anything that can act on them, any type of energy source that can act on them. And that's also why firemen are particularly susceptible to lung damage, because when you draw in heated air, it can very, very easily cause permanent lung damage. In fact, if you draw in a breath of air that's about 475 degrees or higher, you will actually vaporize. You will completely dry out and damage your air sacs to the point it's almost instant death for you. There is no way to recover from that.
John.
So that's one of the dangers that firemen face. But we're talking about the radiation and the fact that it appears to act on the tissue, causing damage, which now makes you far more susceptible to any of these particular pulmonary pathogens, pulmonary being your lungs, the air exchange mechanism. And so I wanted to read more on this article. So if you do have the follow-up articles to the original one you sent, please post them or send them to Henry, and I will do a follow-up on it, because I am interested in this, because we are all being exposed to it, and it's clear that they are going to increase the amount of antennas that they're installing, which means we are now going to be receiving greater doses of this radiation, of this electromagnetic energy penetrating through our bodies, especially for us that live in the suburbs and the city areas where it tends to be greater concentrations of towers to begin with.
John.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure that I was reading an article on this that said that the frequency that they were using is the same frequency as a microwave oven.
Right, right, right. But when in the article, the author, let me see if his name's in here. I do want to mention the author's name because it was actually a very well-written technical article. But he's talking about microwave radiation, if I remember right now, I'm trying to remember, it's like 2.45 gigahertz. But microwave radiation that they want to use for the communication cell towers has a few different bands they're considering, or operates on a few different bands depending on who the carrier is. So overall, he's talking about it as an umbrella term, but certainly microwave radiation isn't that consideration, because I don't know if they use that specific frequency for radio communications, meaning your cell phones. But there were other frequencies that they definitely are using. Oh, here it is. In fact, I got the article right in front of me. 37 gigahertz, 39 gigahertz, 47 gigahertz, 400 megahertz, which is 0.4 gigahertz. So there is a range of frequencies they're using here, but I want to read the follow-up articles on this. If Mary or Kate, again, I just apologize. I don't remember who originally posted it, but I did want to follow up on it. I did not forget, and I have been reading up on it, but I want to follow this story a little bit further if I can. All right, let's get moving. I took a little more time on that than I meant to. All right, real quick. Over in, now remember, we are facing absolute, definite hyperinflation is coming. There's no question about it. It's going to occur the world over because they are all tied together, all the currencies. There are no limiting factors. Now someone go on to say, well, the Chinese yuan is gold-backed. Not yet. It is a fiat irredeemable or unredeemable currency, just like all the other currencies. Now, people get a little confused by this. The term fiat currency just means it's a decreed currency. It doesn't mean it's fake money. You can make gold a fiat currency. In fact, it's supposed to be our fiat currency, decreed currency. It's supposed to be, by law, the currency we use, gold and silver. That's supposed to be our fiat currency. Remember, by fiat, by declaration. That's what fiat means. Fiat doesn't mean fake, hollow, or empty, or anything like that. Fiat just means that has become the legal required use or form of money in your country or your culture. Our fiat currency, unfortunately, is not gold-backed anymore. That was canceled by Richard Nixon, August 15th, 1971. If I remember right, approximately 9:20 in the morning, he made the announcement just before the markets had opened or something like that. I don't remember the exact time. Don't hold me to it. But it was at that point, because the U.S. dollar was interchangeable with, if I remember, like 40 other currencies. So the 40 other currencies could be exchanged for the U.S. dollar. Remember, there is no such thing as U.S. dollar. It's created by the Federal Reserve, which is a private cartel, a private banking cartel. But at that point, there was a gold backing to it. That is, you could take the dollars, you can go to a Federal Reserve, turn them in, and get the equivalent in gold. And at that time, I think gold was weighing in up at $32 and change for an ounce. So if you turn it in $32 and whatever 60 cents it was, you can get 1 ounce of gold. That's redeemable currency. We now have irredeemable currency, or unconvertible. I mean, you can go buy gold at the market price. It's not going to be from the government, because the government technically does not back the money with gold anymore. So it is unconvertible or inconvertible. There is nothing backing it. And in fact, when I went to school and one of my degrees is in finance, what we were told, what backs the U.S. dollar? Okay, put your seatbelt on. Hang on. It is the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. That is what backs the supposed U.S. dollar. What does that mean? It doesn't mean squat. It's lip service. It means garbage. All it means is that the government can come in and beat the piss out of the population to extract whatever wealth they want, so that the government can pay whatever debts it incurred illegally on our behalf. That's what it means. So going on, the point I'm getting at is all the world's currencies are fiat, declared, decreed currencies. None of them have any form of a gold backing except their government's ability to go beat it out of their populations. And right now what you're in the process of is hyperinflation. We're going to it. It took some 238 years or 230 years, I don't remember the exact number, to accumulate the first $1 trillion in debt. We are now accumulating that much debt per month. And I expect that rate's going to increase. That is the signal you are in the end game of your country's currency or financial system. Now, I go into that because, real quick, I'm going to cover this. Gold is holding steady at $1,700 an ounce. And remember, when the price of gold moves up or down in terms of dollars, $1,700 or $1,500 or $1,800, it's not that the price of gold is changing. It's that the price of the dollar is changing, the value of the dollar. Gold is the measuring stick, not the dollar. When the price goes up, what it really means is that the value of the dollar has gone down. That's what it means. Gold is the actual measuring stick. Silver is the actual measuring stick. Now, the markets are manipulated. In fact, there's an organization called GATA, Gold Antitrust Action. And they've been going on for years and years and years trying to expose, in fact, they have exposed the corruption and manipulation, which is completely illegal, going on in the gold market. In fact, they call the primary price fix, price maker of gold over there in London, the gold fix. I mean, they're telling you to your face, they fix the price of gold every day. In fact, they do it twice a day. That's what they call it, the gold fix. So it's a completely manipulated market, but at some point, they will lose their ability to retain control, just like in Zimbabwe, just like in Weimar Germany, just like all the other fiat currencies in history that had nothing really backing it and eventually imploded. In fact, there is no currency that has been established and has technically lasted more than 40 years except the current financial models, the currency models, the money models. That is the U.S. dollar, and the euro is not even that old. The euro is for 1999 or 2000? I don't even remember. It's only been around like 20 years. And then, of course, you've got the other European currencies, but they're all fake. They're all fraud. They're all being hyperinflated by the government. They're all printing because, remember, the price of oil has crashed. So all those governments that relied on oil revenue have now gone to zero as far as getting revenue from their oil sales, because the price of oil is still below most countries' production cost. In fact, it's barely at $25. It's not even at $25 a barrel right now. So that's below approximately 90% of all oil producers' production cost. So their revenue has gone to zero. So how are they paying their bills? Oh, that's right. They're just printing ad infinitum, means without limit. And that's why I call the currency systems that we have now ad infinitum currency or ad infinitum money. It means they're just going to print as much as they want, as much as they need. The problem is, at some point, it gets into the general circulation, which is called hot money. Once it does that, they call it hot money. And once it becomes hot money, now the amount of money out there multiplies rapidly, and the hyperinflation follows suit almost immediately. So this brings me to my point. What are you going to do with the money you have while it still has purchasing power? Well, right now, you have stores closing down all over the country. No stores can stay closed indefinitely, keep paying their bills, and stay viable. Can't happen. In fact, most stores only have about a month to 3 months cash reserve on hand, and that's it. That explains about 90% of all businesses. In fact, most businesses barely have enough money to survive a month with no revenue. So we've been closed for a month. They're not going to let off anytime soon because these are the communists. They are looking to cause economic havoc because that's the only way you can take over a prosperous country. That's the only way you can get people to yield is by having them beg for food. So part of their plan is to destroy the food economy, destroy the financial economy, destroy the business economy, reduce us all to privation and desperation, and then we're supposed to go clamoring for them to solve the very problems they created. This is what communism does. This is how communism works. But right now, you've still got something in your pocket called money. Currency is the actual term. It still has purchasing power, so you got to think about how you're going to spend it, given the fact that we know hyperinflation is coming. Now, what you're going to see in the next probably several weeks to next few months, maybe the next 4 or 5 months, all these stores that are going out of business are going to be dispensing their inventory. They're going to be getting rid of stuff at fire price sales. At this point, you got to make a decision. How much money do you want to keep on hand versus how much do you want to spend for what you're going to need in the future, but you know is going to be so costly in the future, you won't have enough money to buy it. In fact, Peter Schiff has talked about how going to Walmart will be like going to Neiman Marcus one day. And if you know what Neiman Marcus is, it's an overpriced retail outlet that is outrageously overpriced for all its products. Well, even the simplest thing is going to be outrageously priced. It's not because the item has become more expensive. It's because the money's become worthless. But right now you still have purchasing power, so you got to think about buying some extra clothes for you, sneakers, socks, underwear, T-shirts, stuff that has good storable life, soap, shampoo, all the stuff that you're going to need, because this was one of the most common complaints in countries where there was a currency collapse. And that includes even Russia in 1989 when the Soviet Union collapsed and all the money they had at the time, which was the ruble, went worthless, and other countries like Zimbabwe, Argentina, Venezuela. One of the things that happened is they didn't have just the daily staples of life. And they couldn't afford it because they had become so outrageously priced, but their wages didn't raise with the price. So they couldn't afford even a bar of soap sometimes. Well, right now you can afford that bar of soap. You can afford to buy an extra bottle of shampoo. Stuff that you're going to need that maybe a year from now is going to be 10 times as much, 20 times as much, 100 times as much. It's difficult to predict when, but we know for sure it is coming. All right, so that's part of your logistical planning. Remember, I'm talking about warfare that's coming. And having your home life somewhat stable, even if you're not there, by having them having the basic necessities your family's going to need to get by on a day-to-day basis is part of your concern. It's going to be part of your stress level while you're out there fighting. Now, in the beginning, Henry always plays that little scene from The Patriot with Mel Gibson, and I love that. Am I one of those sorts? Nah, you're the sort that gives that sort of bad name. I love that movie, but if you noticed what happened is he had to leave his house. When he went out and he started fighting the British like that, when he was went and fought the King's tyranny soldiers, he didn't stay at his house where they could find him. He went out in the field, they found themselves a place in the swamp as their base of operation, and then they were basically living out in the field because they couldn't go near their homes because they knew they were being watched, they were being looked for. Well, the same thing may happen now. Again, that's the nature of warfare, especially when it's on your home turf. They're going to know who you are at some point. They may come looking for you, and you may have to go into your guerrilla units and live with them because that's going to be the most common form of warfare, a guerrilla tactics. And this is part of what my stick is about today as far as your logistical preparations. What is it you can carry with you? What is it you can give to your family now to hold, even if they have to put it in a plastic bag, tie a big knot in it, and bury it in the ground, in the yard somewhere? At least they know where it is. Because when this stuff hyperinflates, when the money hyperinflates, you're not going to be able to provide that for them. And that's always going to be an additional stress on your mind while you're out there fighting on top of all the other stresses. And that's the last thing you need. You need to fight with a clear head. Because a moment's hesitation can make the difference between life and death for you and the guys you're fighting with. Anyway, we're going to start getting into specifics about battle tactics, I believe, tomorrow or the next day, because I do want to cover logistics a little more because it's that important. Remember, I've told you, I worked supply. The last 2 years I was in the Marine Corps, I worked logistics, specifically the S-4 shop, and that's when I really found out about war. It wasn't when I crawled through the minefield. It wasn't when I went into Kuwait. It wasn't any of that. I really found out what warfare was all about when I worked in logistics, because war, when you encompass all of the concepts of war, the financing, the politics, the propaganda, the actual bombs, the bullets, the bandages, moving of men, the rationales, the justifications, war can be condensed down to a single word, and that's logistics. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more tomorrow, and I want to get into the importance of logistics based on the type of tactics you can be expected to employ. Anyway, I see I've gone on a little bit long, so let me get this back to Henry right now. Henry, back to you.
Well, you can go as long as you want, and your logistics is absolutely correct, man. I mean, when we were talking about when all of the Muslims were moved into Europe and, you know, all of the convoys from Nicaragua and from the Central and South America were sent across our fucking border. All these convoys moving tens of thousands of people and the logistics that would be involved, that proved that it was a deliberate act. And it was being, somebody had to be in control of making sure those people were fed, that, you know, that they had the things they needed to move. I mean, just to move people is, it's a logistical nightmare.
Well, Henry, then one of the most expensive aspects of warfare, besides the actual cost of the bombs, once you start the kinetic action, is just the movement of the supplies, yep, the people, and the material.
Absolutely.
You need to worry about water, man. Water is going to be a big one. they're going to take that damn water.
Well, exactly. Like I said, moving the convoys across the desert. I mean, they had to have semis hauling water, man. Let's get real. You're talking tens of thousands of people, and they act, oh no, they're just walking down here. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. And don't forget, on average, even on a very efficiently consumed basis, you still need about a gallon of water per person per day, and that's apps bare bone minimums. And if you're talking 10,000 people, that's 10,000 gallons, and at $8 a pound a gallon, that's 80,000 pounds of water. Who the hell is hauling that?
They're hauling it in a tanker. That's how they have to be.
They have to be. That's right.
Anyways, the article we were covering on the church, I didn't get to the end of it. The church argued the stay-at-home order violated the First and 14th Amendment rights, as well as several Illinois state laws, and accused Pritzker of hostility to religious exercise. Now, how could it? There are no rights in the 14th Amendment, but this goes to show you that it was in the administrative admiralty. And the fact is, the 14th Amendment says every person shall have equal access and equal treatment under the law. Well, no access, if everybody has no access, that's equal. And if everybody is subjugated under the law, as long as everybody's subjugated, it's equal. And so, you know, what their whole argument is, well, they can go to the store, but they can't go to the church. The bottom line is, this is a violation of the 9th article of the Bill of Rights, ratified law, not like that 14th Amendment, not like that fraudulent 14th Amendment, written in violation of the 9th article of the Bill of Rights, ratified law. And I mean, this is just, like I said, this is just more of this shit to try to pretend that there's some kind of judicial system going on there that we just can't fucking figure out. When we have the judicial system right in our fucking hands, we have the law in our hands. And that is absolute law, and it is our right and our duty to fucking enforce it. Just remember it. And like that was the last article I had, was the three charged in the killing of store security guard over virus mask. And this is what's going to continue to fucking escalate, because people are not going to have their fucking rights when they can pick up that piece of paper. When we all get on that same page with those 10 articles and everybody understands that, like what this little prick tried to do, this little it says a woman, her adult son and husband have been charged in the fatal shooting of a security guard. A security guard at a fucking goddamn store. This is the Walmart employee. This is goddamn corporate policy that is going along with this goddamn corporate policy of this United States corporation. None of it is law, and none of it stands above the law. The law is the supreme fucking authority in this country, and it comes from the people who are the supreme authority and hold the supreme jurisdiction for arrest, for enforcing the fucking law, period. That being said, we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And man, just keep watching them. I mean, this thing that they're doing with Joe Biden, I mean, they brought that back, and they're doing something else with this, that General Flynn. You know, they're pretending like there's some kind of law going on with this goddamn attorney general. And remember, that attorney general's office cannot exist. It was not ratified under the 5th article. They just fucking made it up. They seized fucking complete power. They're claiming complete power of the judicial. But once that Bill of Rights was added, that could no longer be. There can be no attorney general. There can be no one above that law, because that law was ratified by the representatives of the people, and it was ratified by every state, making it the supreme law of this land. And the 9th and 10th article fucking codify it forever. And that is The Word from the Trenches. Take it easy, John.